You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
We are doing draft previews. So what we're going to do for you is we are going to go through division by division and preview what we think is going to happen, what you should look for, what teams could do, what they should do. We are going to go through every division. This is going to be an extra long two-part episode, RJ. Are you pumped for this?
Pleased to be joined now here on the SB Nation NFL show by the one, the only, the internationally famous. You hear him all over the world, all over the universe. Perhaps the Falcon, perhaps the Winter Soldier. Either way, you can find him over at Windy City Gridiron, SB Nation's home for Chicago Bears coverage. You can follow him on Twitter at Robert K. Schmitz. It is the one and only Robert Schmitz. Robert, how goes it?
It goes well. It's Friday. We are 6 days away from the draft, and I couldn't be more excited.
The Bears hold the 20th overall pick. Prime candidate, I think, to trade up to 10 overall where the Dallas Cowboys sit, which is a lot of interest there. But the Detroit Lions at 7 overall, the Minnesota Vikings at 14, and, of course, the Green Bay Packers, the worst team in the world, at 29 overall. Your first thoughts, just kind of going into the week about what you want to see, what you hope to see, what you're scared to see, et cetera.
So, obviously, what I hope to see is Justin Fields or Trey Lance slide down the board. I'm sure you've done the mental math that I have, that it might help the Cowboys out to trade back to 20 and get, like, a future first-round pick, an extra third-round pick. But it takes a quarterback to do that. And as much as I'd love to talk myself into, oh, Miami's not going to take a quarterback. Right. And why would Atlanta take a quarterback? And Detroit doesn't need a quarterback. I mean, come on. This is the NFL draft with four surefire first-rounders, five if you count Mac Jones, which you probably should. I mean, he is more than likely going to be a first-rounder, if not a top 10 pick. So we'll have to see when it comes to the Bears front. They are so far down the order. The goofy part about the NFC North is that there hasn't been much movement. The Vikings signed Xavier Woods, the safety.
Former Cowboy.
Yeah, former Cowboy. Very solid safety. But outside of that, they mostly just re-signed their own and filled up depth. The Packers are going to be the class of division for as long as Aaron Rodgers starts. And if you don't like that, well, too bad. The Bears are probably going to fade from that second spot in the division. You never know. I do think they got incrementally better with Andy Dalton, but
I agree. Hey,
when you are starting one of the worst quarterbacks in the league, like one of those bottom five, bottom eight quarterbacks, it's always going to be tough. And with the schedule they've got next year, I don't know if you've looked at it. It's a nightmare. And then the Lions, honest to goodness, I can't tell whether they're deliberately trying to hit the bottom. But they traded one of their best players away in Matthew Stafford.
Who do you think is that close that the draft class could kind of take them over the edge?
So given how many picks they like to stockpile, the answer is the Vikings until they finally have that hammer nail draft class. That, right. What was it, 2017 Saints draft class?
Right.
Like when they finally hit all of their marks and every pick starts to contribute at the way that Justin Jefferson did, the Vikings are going to be an extraordinarily fearsome team. I don't feel like it's fair to say the Packers because they have Aaron Rodgers. So they could probably draft nobody and be perfectly decent when it comes to football. The Bears, even if they got Trevor Lawrence, I just don't think the team is in position enough to contribute. And a lot of Bears fans may disagree with that, but think about the cost they have to pay to get up there. So with an aging defense that's falling apart, I don't know if the Bears are ready yet. I think that they're about 2 years away regardless.
But what's your worst fear? Like the moment in Coach Carter where that one player is like, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Like, this is your moment.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that. The scary thing is here, you're asking a Bears fan. So the number one thing that I have to say every single time, biggest fear is that the Packers nail some late round draft picks and just stick around because they have had their time in the sun for so long with Aaron Rodgers and beat us twice a year quite handily, reminding us our place. It really is vicious.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this show comes from Wix Studio. Designers and devs, you might be able to do your thing better on Wix Studio, a web platform with everything you need to deliver bespoke sites hyper-efficiently. Design teams get a ton of smart features that can take the grind out of web creation without it costing per pixel control. Dev teams, you get a zero setup, developer-first environment combined with an AI code assistant and your preferred IDE for rapid deployment. Search Wix Studio today to explore the full range of features.